When I was about to leave the flesh, and for long years before, I believed that when I died I would go into the little grave and would thereafter be in a state of oblivion, knowing nothing until the day of the first resurrection, when I and all those who believed that we were of the little flock would be called into the presence of Jesus and there become his co-workers and co-judges of men during the millennium, when the rest of the world would be tried and finally judged to either a life of happiness, as men restored to the condition of Adam before the fall, or to total annihilation. But as I passed from the body, I found that I had a spiritual body in which was contained all the faculties of mind and appetites of the flesh that were a part of me when on earth, and also, the memories of all that I had thought, and taught, when trying to lead my followers into the truth, as I supposed. I was more alive than ever before, and conscience soon began to do its work of reproval and bring to me remorse and regret for the great harm that I had done to many of my fellow men by reason of my teaching a faith that is wholly untrue, and destructive to the soul's salvation. The soul. Ah, this is the thing that I blasphemed against, for I taught that there was no such thing or entity as the soul after the separation of the body and life, that it then ceased to have an existence, and would never again come into existence until the first resurrection, which would be the first awakening of the little flock to a consciousness of its existence. To me the will was the great thing, and while that never ceased to exist, yet it lay in a dormant state and was as dead, knowing nothing. How vitally misleading was this teaching, and how my followers will find themselves deceived, and will suffer from the want of knowledge of the fact that the soul is the man and is susceptible to progressing in the knowledge of the truths of God while on earth, as well as after it becomes an inhabitant of the spirit world. I have had a tragic awakening, with all the consequences of a tragedy in which I was one of the important actors, and the principal cause of the results of the tragedy. I know what death means, the Paget Messages 1918, and what life means. For I died merely to live, and to live a life in which at this time is much suffering and regret, accompanied by the knowledge that I have before me a work greater than I can perform in many long years in the future. I must now try to undo what I for so many years did, to the injury of those who believed in me, and when I realize that there is hardly a way, until these followers of mine become spirits like myself, in which I can do this work, my suffering becomes almost unbearable. Only through the medium of the mortal can I reach these people, and because of my teachings they will not believe what I may attempt to communicate through a mortal medium, which medium I wrote against and reviled, and alleged that they were only creatures used by the devil and his minions to deceive mankind. If I had only known the truth, and thereby abstained from preaching untruth in this particular, how different my lot would now be! But I believed what I taught, and taught what I believed. It was all a lie, and though I believed it, yet that fact does not lessen my regrets, for I see with the clearness of the Spirit that my thoughts and teachings are believed by many of my followers because I taught them, and consequently they will suffer from their beliefs, and the fact that I believed these erroneous things and taught in good faith will not, in one iota, save them from the darkness and sufferings which will certainly become theirs. Unfortunate is the man who believes spiritual untruths, but accursed is the man who teaches them, and thus deceives those who are earnestly seeking for the truth. I would like to write more tonight in reference to this matter and my condition, and the heavy burden which I am now bearing, but your wife says I must not write more now as you are not in condition to be further drawn on. So, thanking you, and having the hope that at some time in the near future I may again communicate with you, I will say good night. Your friend, Pastor Charles Russell. 34 I am here, your own true and loving Helen. Well dear, you have just received a letter from Pastor Russell, who, as he says, has been with you during the day as you read one of his books, and who was most anxious to write you. He is in the Jehovah's Witnesses is probably the largest group to emerge from the studies of Pastor Russell. 34. Considerable darkness and feels the great burden of seeing many persons of earth whom he taught, studying and believing his teachings of the vital truths of man's salvation, which teachings he now realizes, to his own suffering, are untrue and lead away from the realities of the life in the spirit world and the teachings of the Master as to things spiritual. He was very anxious to continue his message, but I thought it best to stop him as he was very earnest and was drawing too much on your vitality. He will come again sometime after you shall have become stronger. Helen. September 14, 1918. I am here, Stainton Moses. Let me say a word. I have been present as you read the book called Spirit Teachings and saw that while many of the statements therein contained are in accord with the knowledge that you have of spirit matters, yet, that there is wanting the one great truth of the new birth as it has been explained to you by the Master and other high spirits. Well, you must not, on account of the fact that this truth is not alleged and explained by the spirits who wrote the messages that you have been reading, assume that these spirits were not of a higher order, or that they are wanting in the knowledge of many truths that the book portrays as to the relationship of spirit to man and man to God, and his future destiny. No. These spirits were real and genuine and taught truths as they understood them. They were limited in their knowledge by the amount of the progress which they had made in things spiritual, and in attempting to teach they were honest and declared only those things that they believed to be true. Many of the truths that they declared are of vast importance and necessary for men to know in order to their own salvation. They show the way to the condition of the perfect man, and the struggles, and sufferings, and sacrifices that spirits will have to make in order to arrive at this condition, are not overdrawn, but on the contrary are merely the outlines of what will be necessary for men and spirits to undergo in order to become the perfect man or spirit. These spirits have since the time of the writings learned of this formation of the soul into an essence divine by reason of the possession of the divine love, and, hence, could not use their medium in making known this great means of perfect salvation to mankind. 650, The Paget Messages 1918. These spirits have since the time of the writings learned of this truth and are now progressing towards the celestial spheres, which can be obtained only by the means of the divine love. You will notice in the teachings many expressions that are erroneous, and solely because the writers did not know to the contrary, but this fact must not cause you to believe that many other things which they teach are not true, for outside of and independent of this truth of the divine love and what it means to men and spirits, the teachings are true and should be believed. I write this that you may not doubt the genuineness of the writings, or think that the same were not made by the spirits who professed to write. These spirits had a mission to perform and were earnestly endeavoring to acquaint the medium, and, through him, the world with the truths and the necessity of meditating upon the same, and ceasing to be satisfied with the old-time beliefs, which were so erroneous and misleading and harmful, as the spirits declared. I have an enlarged knowledge of the things that pertain to the spirit world, and to the true plan of salvation, as established by the Father, and have experienced the possession of the divine love and its operations and effect upon the souls of men, and how sufficient it is to relieve men from the sufferings and penalties of their sins that they would have to endure or undergo, were this love not open and free for them to obtain. I have that love to a degree that has made me an angel of the celestial spheres, and a possessor of that immortality that was unknown to men when I lived on earth, and also unknown to the spirits who communicated the writings which you have been reading. They taught a part only of the truth of salvation and regeneration, and that the lesser part in importance, but the one which the large majority of men will know of and obtain, only. I thought that I would write this to you, for I saw that you were very much interested in the teachings, and had in mind the question as to whether these spirits who wrote were acquainted with the great truth. And I am very happy that I am permitted to write, for I do not want those who have read and believe these writings to rest upon the assurance that the same contain all of truth, and that there is no other way to heaven and happiness, except that set forth in these writings. It is so important that all of truth should become known to men, and the opportunity given to them to seek and find the great way to immortality and bliss. 651. I will not write more now, but sometime in the future I should like to come and write further with reference to these matters. I thank you for your kindness in receiving this imperfect communication, and will only say further, that the divine love and the new birth and the celestial heavens where the Master is forming his kingdom, are truths, vital and unchangeable, and the desideratum of the happiness of mankind. I will say good night, and while a stranger to you, yet, can subscribe myself, your brother in Christ, Stainton Moses, the medium. September 23, 1918. I am here, John. Let me write a few lines, as I see that you are expecting some of the higher spirits to write tonight, and yet you are not just in that condition which will enable them to write of the higher truths that are waiting to be made to you. I am sorry that this is so, for there are many messages to be delivered, and the spirits are very anxious to write. But you are in better condition than you have been for some time, and if you continue to improve in a very short time you will be able to receive the messages. Tonight I merely wish to say that we have been with you a great deal, trying to influence your mind and tune your thoughts to things spiritual so that your soul may become more in accord with us, and we be enabled to make the rapport that is necessary. You have thought more tonight of these spiritual truths than for some time, and as a consequence, your soul has had a new awakening, as it were, and taken on the qualities that will enable us to form the rapport, and for that result we are thankful and pleased and desire to advise you to continue in these thoughts and the opening up of your soul. We are all very anxious for the return of the rapport and the opportunity to continue the writings, as so very much time has been lost and the urgency of communicating the truths is very great, and they must not be longer delayed. As you have been told, the most effective way of re-establishing the rapport is by your praying more sincerely and frequently to the Father for the inflowing of His love, for you must know that the possession of that love in your soul brings you in closer union with us than anything else that could possibly exist. I say this that you may appreciate the importance of action in the particular mentioned on your part and also the vital necessity for doing the work which has been assigned you to do. So, the Paget Messages 1918, take my advice and make the effort, and success will undoubtedly come and we will all be happier. I will not write more tonight as I prefer to wait until you get in a condition which will permit me to disclose some of the truths that I desire to communicate. Believe that we are with you and love you and above all else desire the development of your soul in love and progress towards a condition of religious experience. Pray to the Father and believe that it is I who am writing, and that I am your sincere and true guardian and friend, John. I am here, Helen. Well, my dear Ned, I am so very glad that John has written you as he has, and hope that you will consider and act on his advice. If you could only realize what it all means, you would bend every effort to get in the condition that would enable these high spirits to make the rapport and communicate to you their wonderful messages. I know though, that you really feel the importance of the work and that you long for the love and will be glad when the delivery of the messages is resumed. And I know you love me and will try to do everything possible to please and make me happy, and you can do this by following the advice of John. Baby is here tonight and is so very anxious to write you, but I tell her that it is best to wait for a few nights when you will be in so much better receptive condition and she will be more successful in writing to you. She is so very loving and beautiful and believes that her daddy is the most wonderful man on earth, and one to be loved by her, and it is no wonder that she thinks in this way, for she sees so many of the bright and celestial spirits around you desiring to get in rapport with you and deliver their messages. Well dear, it is not necessary to repeat our expressions of love, for you know how much we all love you and want your love and thoughts. Some spirits are here tonight who would like to write you, but I tell them that they must wait a while until you are in a condition when their messages may be received. Think of us and believe that we are with you very much trying to help you. Yes, he has been here on several occasions, but did not have the opportunity to write. When he next comes I will have him write. Good night, my dear one. Your own true and loving, Helen. October 14, 1918. I am here, Nita. Let me write a line. I am Nita, and I have been so anxious to write you ever since I came to the spirit world and realized that I could do so. Well, Daddy, I cannot tell you how happy I am and how glad I am that I can write you. I know that Mother has written you in regards to my passing over and my condition and progress since I became a spirit, and all that she said is true and much more. I am so desirous of telling you in detail just what my experience has been. But as this is my first attempt to write I will not do so tonight, but very soon I will, and I know that you will get tired before I cease writing, for I have so much to tell you. Of course, I had some idea of what might be my experience in passing, but the idea was a very faint glimpse of what I really experienced, and I want to tell you how much your information when I was with you helped me. Well, Daddy, I am also so very glad that I could be with you so much and know that you were still my dear Daddy, and loved me so much more than I ever realized when on Earth. I am now so very happy and know to a large extent the reality and blessedness of God's love, which you used to tell me of. Oh, how can I ever express to you how thankful I am that you told me of this love, for it has been the means of helping me so much in my progress. I am now in the third sphere as Mother tells me, and I cannot tell you the beauty and loveliness of all that surrounds me, and what a lovely home I have and what delightful associates. You must not think me selfish when I write that I could not return to the earth life for all the world, for here I am free from the worry and troubles that I had, and also can be with you and love you and know that you love me as your own darling baby. I am with my brothers a great deal also and try to make them realize that I am with them, loving them so very much. They think of me sometimes and wonder if I am really with them, and I know that they, to a degree, feel my presence even though they are really not conscious of the fact. Well, Daddy, I have written a good deal, and Mother says I had best not write more now, but wait until I am in a better condition to express to you just what I desire to write. So love me and think of me, and expect me very soon to tell you of what I have suggested. Give my love to the boys, and especially to Hazel, and tell her that I am with her, and so is Mother, both trying to help her, and make her expectations come true, and also cause her to be 652, the Paget messages 1918, the happiest little mother in all the world. She has wonderful influences around her, and should be very happy as well as should Harry, and I know you will also. So, dear Daddy, I must say good night. With all my love, I am still your own loving baby. Nita Paget, I am here, your own true and loving Helen. Well, dear, you have heard from baby, and she was so pleased that she could write you, and is more anxious than ever to tell you of all the things that she has in mind, and the wonderful experience that she had when passing, and has since had. She is a beautiful girl now and is so very happy, and best of all is filled with the desire for an increased possession of the Father's love. She prays very often and seems to have great faith, and I believe that her progress to higher spheres will be very rapid. I am so glad to have her with me, as I realize that she has escaped many of the trials and worries of life. Well, dear, I am so glad that we can get close together again, and now I hope that we will never have another severance of our rapport, and we will not unless you let your love grow cold and your thoughts of me and for me become less. I was very unhappy when I found that I couldn't come to you as I had been doing and that you had raised a barrier between us that I had not the power to break down. While you may think that we spirits are very powerful, yet you must also think that all our powers cannot bring me in rapport with you, when you do not think in that way towards me that will create a condition which will enable me to make the rapport. Thus you will realize how much of our intercourse will depend on you. Of course, I can be with you and know and see what your condition is and what your thoughts are, but I cannot arbitrarily change your condition or turn your thoughts to me and cause you to draw close to me in a union of rapport that will enable me to write to you. So sweetheart, do not let yourself get in this condition again. Only love, and think of and wish for me, and no spirit or power can keep me from you, only you, yourself, can do this. Well, it is late, and you have been working and I must not draw on you longer. Keep your thoughts on spiritual things and pray to the Father and long for His love, and very soon you will be in condition which will enable the higher spirits to write. Love me and say good night. Your own true and loving, Helen. October 22, 1918. Let me write a few lines tonight as I have not written for a long time and am anxious to say a few words which may be of help to you. I have been present on many evenings when you were expecting to receive communications and was disappointed because of reasons or causes that you could not understand, except that you were not in that condition which would enable the spirits to make a rapport with you. Well, this is true, and is the immediate cause of the want of power of communicating, but it is well that you understand more than this, for in order to remedy the difficulty you must have some knowledge of the seat, reason, thereof. I have explained to you the law controlling rapport and communication, and endeavored to make it as plain and understandable as possible, so that you, at least, might grasp its meaning. But, I see there are some things that you do not understand, and because thereof, you have had the recent experience of not being able to receive the many messages that were waiting to be delivered through your brain and hand. As I have said, the first and important requirement is that you be in that condition of soul which will, because of its qualities, enable the spirits who may desire to write the higher messages to form a rapport or union with you, which means simply to take charge and control of your brain, a brain which, because of certain qualities and thoughts having possessed it, will be in harmony with the thoughts that these spirits desire to transmit through it, just as it is absolutely necessary that the medium through which it is desired that the electric fluid shall flow, must be a medium possessing such nature and qualities as will permit the fluid to flow through it. A wire or medium may be made of wood and the electric fluid, electricity, be present, ready to flow through it, but cannot. And why? Not because the wire or wood may not be perfect in itself as such wire, but, because the wire has not that nature and quality that will permit the electric fluid to make a union with it and thus control it. And so it is with the brain of the mortal, that such brain has the possibility of possessing, when properly prepared, those qualities that will admit of this union and control, while the wood has not. But the brain, when devoid of this preparation, is just as non-receptive to the union. 653, the Paget messages 1918, within control of these spirits, as is the rapport as is the wooden wire to the union with the electric fluid. You have been told on numerous occasions that you were not in condition and that the spirits could not make the rapport, and that you must make the effort to get in condition, and this assertion and advice are all true. You were told to pray more to the Father and think of spiritual things, and then you would become in the condition. This is true, and the advice is helpful. But you were not told what this praying to the Father or thinking of spiritual thoughts means, and, hence, you may do these things in a way and yet not get in the condition. I know that during a long period in the past you have been receiving many messages of the higher truths, and for the delivery of which a brain highly prepared was necessary to receive the same, and the thought has come to you, why were you able to receive these messages at the time of their delivery and not be able to receive them now? Because, as you further think, your brain is in as good condition now as it was at those times. Well, in the latter thought you are mistaken, and the fact of such mistake should be sufficient to convince you that your inability to receive the messages should not surprise you. During the periods mentioned you prayed more often for the inflowing of the divine love and your longings were intense, and the desires to possess this love, which is so vital to the preparation of your brain, were so much more active. And also your thoughts of things spiritual were so much more frequent. In other words, you were then seeking with your whole heart to learn the truths of God and to possess His love, and, hence, your brain was continually in that condition which enabled the spirits to make the union and control it for the purpose of their higher expressions. Lately you have not had the longings or prayed the prayers for the love as frequently and, as a consequence, the qualities and elements of thought that have possessed your brain were not such as to put your brain in that condition which made it receptive to the passing through it of those thoughts of the higher truths. Now from this, you must not infer that this condition is a mere matter of brain condition, produced by itself, for it is not. You have had the intellectual desire to write and receive the messages as much as you ever had, and also to receive messages of the higher truths that should be new as well as edifying to you, and your desires were real, and you were disappointed. 654, because they were not realized. And this merely demonstrates to you that there is something more than the mere mental or intellectual necessary to prepare the brain for the reception and transmission of that which partakes of the nature of truth that has its source in something else than the mere human mind. These higher truths come from spirits whose minds, as you might say, are of the soul, and as only soul can deal with soul, it requires that the preparation of the brain should come from the exercise of soul powers upon the organs of that brain. And, hence, the necessity for your soul being in that condition that will produce in the brain the qualities that will unite and permit the truths of the soul to be received and transmitted. You must not only pray to the Father for the inflowing of this divine love, but you must pray often, until you realize almost constantly the possession of this love in your soul, and also, you must turn your thoughts, and I do not mean the merely intellectual thoughts, but the thoughts of the soul, which as you have already had you may have again, to the spiritual truths which have been revealed to you, and to the spiritual realm where you believe other spiritual truths are waiting to be revealed. If you will thus pray and think, you will find coming to you the desires and expectations of the fulfillment of these desires and an enthusiasm which will come from the development of your soul by the possession of this love, and also the soul thoughts. This is what is meant by the condition necessary to enable the spirits to make the rapport. Of course, as to the ordinary matters of the spirit world where no special soul condition is required, the spirits can make rapport as they desire. And in your case many of them could have written at the times you thought you were unable to receive any writings. But we thought it best that no spirit be permitted to write you, as it might endanger the probability of your getting in the condition that we desire and which is necessary in order for your brain to receive our vital and important messages. And, hence, your Indian guide was directed to not permit any spirit to write you, and he did not though many made the effort to do so. Well, I am glad that I can write you in this manner tonight, and hope you will consider what I have said, and realize the importance of your getting into the condition of which I speak. The brain must be used by the soul having the divine love active and so prepared to receive the rapport. The Paget Messages 1918. I will not write more tonight, but will merely say that we have many more messages which we desire to transmit. So believe that I am frequently with you in my love and desire to help and protect, and make your mission a success. Good night. Your brother in Christ, John. October 25, 1918. I am here, Jesus. Well, my dear brother, time is passing, and the necessity for the revealing is very apparent, as men are longing and waiting for that which will satisfy the natural cravings of their souls, and which the present religion, called Christianity, has not in it the qualities to satisfy. I am pleased that you are in so much better condition, and that your love is again becoming active and awakened, and operating upon the qualities of your brain so that a rapport can be made, as recently explained to you by John in his message. And here I desire to impress upon you the necessity and desirability of your understanding thoroughly the truths set forth in that message, and of meditating upon the same and making a personal application of what is therein written. I would like very much to deliver a message dealing with spiritual truth tonight, but do not think that your condition is such as will enable me to take possession of your brain and control the same that the qualities and truths of my message demands. And so I will not attempt to write the message, but, instead, will advise you somewhat upon the way in which you must think and act in order to perfect the condition which you must possess that the rapport may be made. John has told you to pray often to the Father so that the love may become more abundant and your soul become permeated with it, and to think thoughts of spiritual things, until by such thinking your brain may become, as it were, infused with these thoughts and thereby receive those qualities that will make its conditions similar to the conditions of the minds of the spirits who may wish to form a union with your brain and convey through it the truths that are waiting to be delivered. And I confirm what John has written, and, in addition, say that your praying must be more frequent so that the soul may be freed from the condition that the existence in it, of thoughts not spiritual, be established. You need not wait for occasions or opportunities to formally pray, but all during the day and evening let your longings for the love ascend to the Father. A long prayer, or 655, even one formulated into words, is not necessary, as in order to have the longing it is not necessary that words should be used to give it form. The longing may be rapid as unformed thought, and as effective for the Father to catch, as I may say. The longing is quicker than the thought, and the answer to the same will come with as much certainty and love as if you were to put the longing into the most exact form. Prayers of this kind ascend to the Father and are heard and answered, and, by a law of your relationship to the Father, affect the qualities of the brain in a way of preparing it for the union with the spiritual thoughts of the spirits who desire to write, as I have stated. Your thoughts of spiritual things or of the truths of the spirit world, as they have already been revealed to you, and especially those which pertain to the love and mercy of the Father, and to His will, in their passing and operating, also affect the qualities of the brain so as to produce the condition which is so necessary for our rapport. It may be surprising to you that this condition is required in the brain of a human and also the development of the soul, which really produces the condition, in order that a rapport may be made so that the spiritual truths may be delivered, and, also, surprising that you have been selected from all the men on earth in whom this condition and development shall be made.